reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing today?
I'm well. Another heartbreaker for your team up in Maine on Saturday. Fall 13-10 on that last second 52-yard field goal. Just as you've gone back and looked at it, give me your impressions on that game.
Yeah, the game was, you know, as we anticipated, two really good teams defensively against the run. And, you know, you try to establish a balanced attack as best you can. And, you know, neither team really was able to establish a great running game. And, you know, you knew it would be a typical CA game, a lot of give and take, a lot of, you know, back and forth. And it turned out that way. We started out with a nice drive and got a field goal in the opening drive. And, unfortunately, we got into the red zone a few other times and weren't able to come away with points. So when you have the opportunities, when they're there, you got to take advantage of them. And you got to play all the way for the full four quarters like we talk about all the time. And, you know, to their credit, they made a few more plays down the stretch than we did. And for that guy to put a 52-yarder through the uprights, you got to give him all the credit in the world. You know, they did a good job. They took the ball in a minute and 39 seconds from their own 17 and were able to snap off about nine plays to get themselves in that situation to attempt that field goal. And, you know, that's what you got to do at the end of the game to make those plays happen.
It's two straight conference games that have come down to the wire that you've dropped, and really the Towson game was certainly a very close game as well. How disappointing for your guys, and what's been the message this week to say there's still a lot of season to go?
Oh, well, that is the message, you know, because there is a lot of season to go, and, you know, regardless of what your conference record is at this point in time, everyone's still got to play a lot of the other guys. So there's a lot of things that we just, again, we try to approach it just like I just finished Jim on his conversation. Let's get 1-0 this week, and that's everyone's mindset to take things one at a time. And unfortunately, right now, within the league, we're coming up short on the short end of the stick. But, you know, it's about our execution. We have to execute better for the four quarters in each game. And, you know, it's a game of inches. And in the last two games, you know, we just had a two-point conversion tipped by their 6-4 safety against Stony Brook, which caused that game to, you know, go their way. And then a 52-yard field goal to Maine's credit, putting it through the uprights like we just talked about. So, hey, it comes down sometimes to the last play in the last drive of the game. And you see that frequently in football. You know, look at all the last-second field goals that won games yesterday for the pro teams on Sunday. There was quite a few of them as well. So you got to play, and you got to play well. And unfortunately, right now, our execution isn't where it needs to be. And I heard one of the other coaches earlier say, you know, third down's a big critical down. Everyone calls it the money down. And unfortunately, you know, in these close losses that we've had, we haven't gotten off the field consistently enough on defense. We've allowed our opponents to convert too many third downs. And on offense, we haven't converted enough of our own to keep the drives alive. And, you know, that's what you got to do to be able to win these close ones at the end.
Got several media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pops.
Your first question is from the line of Greg Mendia with the Daily News Record.
Hey Mark, is there any shock that you're getting JMU off a loss, just knowing the landscape of the league and kind of how things have gone for JMU over the last couple of years? Any shock that you're getting them off a loss?
Well, I don't know if I'm shocked that we're getting them off the loss. I'm sure they'll come in here pretty fired up coming off of a loss, you know, and as will our guys. So, you know, it's this is the league we're in. You know, watching their game yesterday and again this morning in the Elon game, they did a good job, I'm sure, like we all would say when we watch our film the next day, whether it's after a win or a loss. There's some things that you'd like to do better, and there's some plays out there that maybe you left on the field, and there's some plays you'd like to have back. And so what we do, and I'm sure Mike's doing the same thing down there, accentuate the positive, try to make those positive things happen on a more consistent basis and correct the mistakes you made and move on. So am I shocked that we're getting them off a loss? No, I guess I wouldn't say I'm shocked, because no matter who you're playing in this league, you know, it could happen any given week. But we're going to go out there and try to prepare as best we can and hopefully execute our game plan at a better level than we have had these previous 2 weeks.
It was, having watched the Elon tape, did you see things that Elon did with their 3-3-5 that you guys can replicate to have some success against JMU's offense?
Well, we'll look at the film, and, you know, like you said, they run a similar style defense because Tony Trisciani, who was our secondary coach, is now their coordinator down there. So there's some good similarity things there. So I'm sure that'll help in our preparation, but I'm sure it'll help in JMU's preparation as well, having faced, you know, a three-down front last week and then carrying it over into this week. So I'm sure they'll look at things as well as ourselves to look at things and see, you know, what maybe if there was anything out there that gave them some concern or some problems and go from there. But again, is it really what you're doing or is it the execution of what you're doing? And that's where we need to put our focus on, our execution of what we're trying to do on both sides of the ball and special teams.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio.
Hey, Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. When you look at JMU on each side of the ball, where does it start? What's the biggest concern for you? Is it physicality? Is it team speed? What's the number one thing you put at the top of the list of things they do very well?
Well, let's go with choice C, all of the above. Physicality, team speed, they're explosive. They make big plays. They got the quarterback in there now, number six, who seems to be extremely elusive. And when you have a quarterback that can extend plays, which Tommy Flacco also is doing down there at Towson, that can present some problems as well. But they're always athletic. They're very disciplined. They always play hard. Like people have said, week in and week out, they've kind of been the standard in our league right now over these last few years to, you know, we're all trying to aspire to become as far as the consistent winning that they've had within their program. And, you know, we're concerned with all of it. They have a great return game as well, you know, so we better be able to go in there and execute a high level on all three phases of the game, because that's what they do. And that's what we all strive to do. And, you know, watching the film that they had this past week, I'm sure, as I mentioned earlier, there's some plays that they'd like to have back, whether it be a drop pass here or a turnover there. You know, maybe the game could have been a different outcome for them. So I'm sure they'll come in here fired up and ready to play and ready to get back in the winning ways that they're accustomed to over these last few seasons. And we got to go out there and compete and execute at a high level and try to get our first conference win.
And lastly, you were talking about special teams. You and Rob were discussing the field goals and so forth like that, and you touched on what took place in the NFL yesterday. Where are you with your special teams unit right now, seeing how special teams are impacting so many games?
Yeah, well, our most consistent player right now, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you want to look at it, is our freshman punter, who did a great job punting the ball this past week and the past couple weeks, and then he's also our kickoff guy. And I don't know if he has the most touchbacks from a kickoff perspective in our league, but I know he had two more this past week and three the week before. So he's doing a great job as far as, you know, when we're kicking the ball away. Unfortunately, we got to do a better job, you know, with our return game. We're not doing a great job on kickoff return. And then our placement kicks on our field goals and extra points. We missed a field goal to end the first half, which would have, you know, obviously given us the 3 points, where Maine made the field goal to end the second half and get them to win. So we need to improve there. And then JMU always has have dynamic returners. So our kickoff coverage team and our, you know, our punt coverage team needs to be on point as well. And we've been doing pretty good there, but we're going to have to contain some pretty good returners this week for sure.
Thank you, Coach.
Your next question is from the line of John Smallwood with the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Hey, Coach, how are you today?
I'm good, John. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Do you have an update on Zach's status and if he can go or not? And if he can't go, what can you do to make things easier for Jack? I mean, this offense has been dynamic with Zach, and not so much without him. I mean, that's not necessarily fair to put that on Jack, but it is what it is.
Yeah, no, Zach's more experienced, obviously, and Zach just has a better understanding of the offense, being a fifth-year senior, three-year starter, where Jack, you know, was forced into some action last year as a redshirt freshman, now as a redshirt sophomore. You know, he got his first start this past week and had to finish the game against Stony Brook. But, you know, as far as putting everything on Jack or anything like that, that's definitely not the case. You know, we're a little banged up, but who isn't in the CAA this time of year? You know, but Jack definitely needs to have a little more help from the supporting cast, starting with the guys up front. We just had too many miscues and those types of things. The status of Zach right now is, He's still day by day. You know, he did go out and do warm-ups on Saturday before the game just to see how he was feeling. He has been throwing the ball. So we're hoping to get him back. I talked with Tyler, our trainer, and he'll give me a better update later today when all the guys come through and he gets a look at them all again. But, you know, Zach very well could be back this week, and we're hoping he is because I think we are a little bit of a different offense when he is out there. But, you know, we were down three linemen in this past game. Not that that's an excuse, but, you know, our big tackle, Ethan Greenidge, went out in the first quarter. He did return to the game, so we feel pretty optimistic about him. And our other tackle, Brandon Hittner, missed the last 2 weeks, and we'll see what his status is this week again, as I talked to the trainer. But, you know, what we need to do is support Jack. If he is the starter and he is going to get the nod this week, if Zach isn't ready, we just have to support him with better execution. And, you know, when the plays are there to be made, we just got to go out and make those plays. And, you know, that's going to be the focus for this week's practice.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Mark, thanks as always for the time today. And look forward to talking again next Monday.
You got it, Rob. Take care.